It is Monday, June 7th of 2021, and you are watching Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! And welcome, everyone, to Guy's Daily Drive for today. Yeah, I finally got the two posted, or at least uploaded to YouTube. I guess also in, I'm going to have to check and see, did I do those yet? I may not have posted them yet as audio in the Guy's Daily Drive audio feed, podcast feed. But I will soon. I'm trying to get caught up on just the huge backlog. I don't know why I get so lazy in getting this stuff uploaded. Part of it is I'm probably trying to do too much, because it's really there's two main audio and video podcasts that I do, the Mac the Future live cast and of course the My Mac podcast, and all of the Guy's Daily Drives that I haven't been doing. but I'm trying to get back into that. People really seem to like, I mean, it doesn't really seem to reflect much in downloads, but you know, some people that I've talked to really like Guy's Daily Drive, and so I need to do that more often. So that's why I'm doing it today, and why I did those two, one on the way to Ohio and one on the way back from Ohio. The drive to Ohio was fine. Everything went swimmingly. You know, I left relatively early in the morning, and I got out of the DC area before traffic got too bad. The way back, though, which was the actual Memorial Day holiday, Monday, that was a nightmare. Just not fun at all. Lots of traffic. It took me over 11 hours for about a 6 to 7 hour drive, and almost all of that was just due to bad traffic, so not fun. But that's, you know, I mean, you go someplace on a holiday weekend, and that's what you can kind of expect, especially this year when everyone is like just so intent on, and myself included, you know, intent on getting outside of the house and doing the things that we haven't been able to do for the last year and a half. I get it. But it made the drive home really, really hard. But that is what it is. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is football. Which is a complete tangent from what I was just talking about, but that's okay. Football. Now, 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago? Maybe 3 years ago now, my wife and I went on a trip to Orlando to watch the Orlando Apollos of the Alliance of American Football play. And it was a lot of fun. It was a good game. They lost, but it was still a good game. And they seemed to have a really good product. Where they were lacking was finances. So then fast forward to the next year, and we had the XFL, the return of the XFL. And there was a Washington, D.C. based team. And again, it was a good product. much better than I expected, especially with, you know, the whole WWE backing of it, which I'm not a fan of. And then the worst of COVID hit, everything shut down, and they didn't seem to be able to recover from that. So that was sold off to a consortium that involved a number of people, including Dwayne Johnson. So they're, as I understand it, they're right now talking to the CFL, which kind of plays in the same time frame. You know, I think the CFL plays a little bit later in the year. But it's still, you know, spring, summer, fall kind of league. So we'll see what happens with that. But the I guess you could call it big news and way out of left field. Never would have expected something like this is the potential return of the USFL. Now, if you don't know what the USFL is, and I wouldn't blame you because it was a previous attempt. There's been a couple of major attempts to have a spring league. The World Football League in the 70s was one. USFL in the 80s was another. The NFL's own, what did they call that? Something of professional American football. I don't remember exactly how it was called, but they had teams in Europe and they had teams in the United States. And just none of them seemed to stick. Well, the USFL lasted about 3 years. And they made a couple of major mistakes. And I'm not going to go into the whole history of it, but they tried to they wanted to move to the fall to compete directly with the NFL, which was just a really, really stupid move at a time when they didn't have much in the way of attendance and their teams were like just sliding all over the map. It was Lots of mistakes were made by many of the principal players involved, which I also won't go into because there's not much point. But someone had bought the rights and the team names and all the intellectual property rights of the USFL, and they're talking about coming back with 8 teams. And if somehow the consortium that owns the XFL, the CFL, and the people who own the intellectual property rights, the USFL, could put aside their egos, and that's usually what brings things like this down, put aside their egos, concentrate on getting together with proper financial backing an 8 to 12 team league and include, you know, if the CFL is going to be involved, and include teams in Canada, though how they'll work out the differences in the rules between the American game and the Canadian game, I'm not sure. But I would love to see a spring league. 8 to 12 teams in diverse locations with some solid financial backing. And a couple of things that they would need, in my opinion, that they would need to do. Number one, don't play in NFL stadiums. They're way too big and you'll never fill them. And all it will look like is that you are playing in an empty stadium. So don't do that. Find small college stadiums, 20 to 40,000 seats, concentrate on filling those before you try moving up. Get a solid broadcast partner. Now, the USFL apparently has some backing with Fox, which is great. Fox doesn't have the best track record when it comes to backing some of these leagues. But it's a start. I would say you would need also, you would also need to bring in ESPN and possibly one of the other big three U.S. networks. It wouldn't hurt, even though I don't know how much support it would get, would be to get a European network involved as well. What I wouldn't do is start having European teams just yet. Keep your, because the logistical problems of having a league that has to travel 8 hours or more to get to an area where another team is. The other logistical issues of having time zone differentials of 5 to 8 hours or more just makes it unwieldy, and I don't think the payoff is worth it just yet. The NFL hasn't been able to do it other than a game here and there in Germany or England. So that's not really ready yet. I don't think that would be worth the financial risk involved. Same thing with putting it, and you know, this would also extend to putting the team in Hawaii. That's been tried before, and it's just too far of a distance to deal with. So 8 to 10 teams in North America. You can include Canada, maybe even Mexico, if you can find a proper venue for it. And just give us a good product. And whether people want to consider it a development league for the NFL, or if it's going to be its own thing permanently, I don't really care. One of the other things you'd have to do is keep salaries down. So, and really the way I think you do that is you have base salaries of each position and then tied in with bonuses depending on performance, depending on whether or not they're starters. So, you know, I don't know, a base salary of $10,000 a game for linemen, maybe a little bit more for the so-called skilled positions, though I hate that term, because in my eyes, the offensive line and defensive line are really what make or break a good football team. But you've got to keep the expenses down. All of the teams should be owned by the league so that you're not dealing with cranky owners. You could certainly have other people investing in the league with a say as to what happens in the league, but all of the teams should be controlled and managed, at least in the beginning, by the league itself. And the league should make all those types of decisions for those teams. Well, that's what I got for today. Give me more football. And the spring league is fine, but there's just something that seems a little off about it, even though I'm still watching it, because I just like football. That'll do it for today. If you want to get a hold of me, guy@mymac.com is the email address. There's also on the Twitters, Mac Parrot and Vert Shark, the other podcasts that I do, the My Mac podcast with Gaz, and Mac the Future podcast with Dave Ginsburg and Warren Sklar. The Tuesday night Gab Fest with Chuck Joyner with Mac Voices. That's always fun. That's such a great show to be on. And you can help support me by going to patreon.com/MacParrot, coffeeko-fi.com/MacParrot, and paypal.me/MacParrot. You can see all these videos by going on over to the YouTubes and then like, share, subscribe. The Vert Shark, what would you even call that? Vert Shark channel, I guess you could call it, because they all turn up there. But again, that's going to do it. Thank you all so very, very much for watching and or listening, and I will see all of you next time on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.